For many Alaskans, any vacation planning starts with clearing room on the kitchen table and unrolling a map. Many of these maps have been made by the United States Geological Survey. Now USGS is carrying out its first nationwide mapping effort for the digital age, and Alaska is about to have its very own close-up. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton has more.
The new map product is called US Topo. The maps will include aerial imagery, topographic information, as well as transportation networks. In the last 3 years, the USGS has completed 54,000 of the revolutionary maps for the lower 48, but mapping Alaska has always been faced with a different set of circumstances. Early efforts to map the vast Alaskan unknown were undertaken by a handful of scientists trekking across uncharted territory. Mark DeMolders is the director of the USGS's geospatial program. He's well acquainted with the early 20th century era of exploration.
USGS employee in the early part of the 20th century named Gerald Fitzgerald, who was sort of our hero of Alaskan mapping, and that's exactly what he did with a backpack and a rifle and snowshoes and a surveying tripod, you know, marching across the state and measuring, recording those measurements on his field notes.
DeMolders has been overseeing the U.S. Topo project since its inception in 2009, and Alaska is the final piece of the puzzle. For the first time since the middle of the last century, a total remapping of the state is now underway. DeMolders says the transformation in technology will result in the most detailed, accurate statewide topo maps we've ever seen.
We have an opportunity to remap the state of Alaska using modern technology and modern techniques and produce a series of maps for the state that are more consistent with what we've done for the rest of the country.
For the rest of the country, map scales have been 1 to 24,000, equivalent to 1 inch to 2,000 feet. Because of its remoteness and the difficulty of obtaining geographical information, Alaska was mapped on a different scale of 1 to 63,360, or 1 inch to a mile, roughly half the resolution for the rest of the United States. When the new U.S. topo maps of Alaska are released, they'll have the same higher resolution of 1 to 24,000 as the rest of the country. The biggest thing that has changed is the technology. The current mapping effort is done entirely by airplane, using a kind of radar called IFSAR, which stands for Interferometric Synthetic Aperture Radar. It uses a precise aircraft-mounted radar system to bounce a signal to Earth, measuring the time for that signal to return. The result is highly accurate elevation data that can be collected from large areas at a time, and in another break with mapping challenges of the past, DeMolders says mapping with IFSAR isn't restricted by seasonal weather obstacles.
The cool thing about IFSAR is that it penetrates clouds, and as I'm sure you're aware, one of the challenges for flying any aerial sensors in Alaska is cloud cover in large parts of the state. And so with this sensor, we can fly at night, and we can fly in cloudy weather and still collect elevation data because it's a radar signal rather than an optical signal.
So far, elevation data has been collected for a little less than 20% of the state. When the rest of the IFSAR data has been mapped and the quality checks completed, the new maps will be released digitally in a format called GeoPDF. It's a PDF with geonotation. While many topographic products are on the market, DeMolders says GeoPDFs are revolutionary and that there's no additional software or expertise needed to use them.
GeoPDF is a very user-friendly format. Any computer that can read a PDF can read a GeoPDF, so it's pretty much every computer in the world.
The work of actually mapping the state will conclude this year, and after quality checks are conducted, the final product could be in production by 2013. DeMolders says part of what makes mapping Alaska so challenging is that much of the information has never been collected before.
In the lower 48, all of the sort of supporting layers are pretty much there. The aerial photography that's been digitized and rectified, the hydrography networks, the transportation data. So our map production process for the lower 48 is really about just assembling those existing data sets and putting them into a GeoPDF. In Alaska, there are many areas where the data has not yet been collected to produce U.S. topos, so we'll be on a somewhat different schedule in Alaska.
In addition to the nationwide remapping effort, the USGS is completing a project to release every map they have ever made in the same GeoPDF format. So far, 160,000 historic maps have been made available, and with 20,000 left to digitize and correct for scale, all existing historic maps of Alaska will be available online for free by September. In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.